live. It is the Monday edition of the show. We're kicking off hour number one. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Got lots of great stuff on the website, and it's all free. Freetalklive.com. On the way tonight, it is finally, I think, officially tax day at this point. It's the 17th now, and they had to delay it a couple of days because of the weekend. But today is the day that you're supposed to have your taxes sent in by, if that's something that you're participating in. And, of course,
I am, and today's the day that I signed it, and my wife took it to the mailbox, and off it goes.
Mine was done at the beginning of January.
Well, you know, I've heard many people, you know, do that whole high and mighty thing. It's
I'm sorry, what? I wasn't bragging.
My return was 37 pages long.
Oh, my.
Yeah. It's huge.
Wow.
And you're supposed to totally understand every single page. You're supposed to get every box filled in correctly.
We use TurboTax.
Oh.
And whether or not it is or not is another question. We'll talk more about taxes, of course, coming up tonight. Also, on the way, Torgo, you've got an email that you're going to share with us. We're going to start the show out with that here in a moment. And good news about the FCC. They're being sued.
Hey.
We'll tell you who is suing them. It's quite a group of, well, big names. And also, terrorists could be striking soon. We'll tell you what the government has said that you should that people should look out for. Flyering is one thing that these terrorists might be doing.
Terrorists flyer.
That's right.
The guys that flew into the...
Wait. They're flying, right?
Flyering.
No, flying in
flyering.
A plane?
No. We'll explain more coming up. Also, the ATF has taken out a ninja. That's on the way tonight as well.
There's a gap in the Border Patrol.
1-800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves and you bring up whatever you want. Torgo, let's go to your email box. What do you have for us tonight?
I have a message from Trent. And Trent is a teacher.
Okay.
And he's got something here that I thought would be interesting. The other day, a student of his gave him a pet rat. And he has named the rat Manwich.
Oh, that's so cute.
Now, rats, he was looking at the rat and looking up stuff about the rat so he could take care of it.
You know, I got this email and I didn't understand what happened.
Okay. Well, yeah, he got a pet rat given to him by a student.
Okay.
Named it Manwich. He was researching rats, found out that rats need buddies, nest buddies.
Well, that's true.
He went out and he bought himself an Ian. So, he's got rats, Ian and Manwich.
They will soon eat each other. One will die and the other will eat it.
I think it's fitting that he has rats that are Ian and Manwich.
Well, he needs to get a big giant guinea pig to be you.
Ooh.
Sing. But actually, apparently there are some similarities between rat Ian and Manwich and radio Ian and Manwich.
Really?
Yep. First of all, Ian, the rat's Ian is smaller than Manwich.
Okay, that's about right.
Also braver and better looking.
Okay.
Manwich.
They just said that my rat was better looking?
Yes, that your rat is braver and better looking than Manwich, much like
I'll
you.
I'll take the compliment, but I don't think most people would agree with that.
Well, we did decide that after having taken the photographs that you're a hell of a lot more photogenic than I am.
That's true. The only thing they have to judge you on is your gay photos.
Right. Me, like, relaxing at the beach.
Yeah, you relaxing at the beach.
Look at my curly hair.
Or you in your Johnny Cash shirt strumming your air guitar.
Well, I bet our gay listeners could easily choose, I mean, which one of us is more attractive. And I would have to say Manwich would probably
take the cake. Why is it that gay men are qualified to say whether or not guys are attractive?
Why not?
All right. I don't know if I want to hear from our gay listeners.
Point number two.
More attractive.
Manwich is scared of everything and will not leave the cage on his own because he fears true freedom.
That's great.
I am scared of a lot of things.
Both of them are better to look at than to listen to. I
Whoa.
Can see that.
I don't know about that.
He's just saying things.
Without new material, in this case bedding material, they stink.
I see.
let's see. Ian bosses Manwich around. Some people find them cute. Others find them to be diseased rodents. So far, fairly accurate. And sometimes they're funny.
Sometimes. So,
he said he was also careful to make sure that both of the rats were the same gender, so that we didn't have an Ian impregnating a Manwich.
Yeah. That would be bad.
But just like real life, that's not going to stop the sex.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Rats have homosexual sex too?
I don't know. That was my own 2 cents I just needed to add.
They say that homosexuality is found amongst the animal population.
Wow.
I don't know who they are, but I've heard someone
say
that.
Who studies that? Who makes that their job? Be like, all right, we're going to take this boy dog and this other boy dog.
Oh, my gosh.
When
you mentioned dog and thinking about sex, you made me recall a certain message thread on the BBS over the weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Whatever you do. I don't know what forum it's in. I don't recall. I think it's
the general forum.
It's labeled not safe for work.
It's labeled not safe for work.
I don't remember what the topic is, but if you want to be disturbed.
Someone claims to have found the king of all pornography.
The king of all sick pornography. It's in our BBS right now.
No, why is it there?
In the general forum.
You don't want it.
I'd never seen it. I thought I'd seen it all. I mean, I've been on the internet, you know, since the mid-90s, and being on the internet for a long time means you come across pornography from time to time, and I thought I'd seen it all, man. Which
I really did.
I don't want to tease it. I'm sorry, I'm even teasing it. It really was something worth mentioning.
I'll tell you
as
what,
disturbing as
I'm
it is.
I'm not going.
We're
gonna
make you
going
go
to occur. That's going to cause me to go look at that.
We're going to force you to do it over the break.
I've seen some awful stuff on the internet. I don't want to see anything worse than that.
We're going to go to the phones in the meantime. Let's talk to, by the way, great email, Torgo. Thanks for bringing that in. Let's go to Triddle in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's up,
Hello.
Well, the torture protest website just hit its one-month anniversary, and I figured it'd be a good time to call in and talk about it again.
What's going on?
Can I give the URL out again?
At the end of your call, you may.
Okay, so first of all, the website has some new features since the last time I called in about it.
Mm-hmm.
There's now a blog, and one of those blog entries will soon be published in the Keene Free Press.
Oh, cool.
There's a photographic slideshow of what happened at Abu Ghraib prison. It's graphic and disgusting. If you want to see pictures of pure atrocity, that's the place to go. I even added some history for the pictures so they can all be put into context.
Okay.
The website's had about 200 distinct visitors in only the first month.
I guess that's not too bad.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty fantastic start, actually.
I mean, where have you been promoting beyond Free Talk Live?
Free Talk Live, MySpace, and Craigslist, and around town.
Got it. So your website is to promote a protest that you're planning on doing in the Portland area. And what's the latest with your plans? I mean, what's going on there?
Well, I have a budget set up for the protest.
Mm-hmm.
The budget comes up to be about $3,500, actually. So far, I've raised about $30. and the bill for another month of web hosting just came in, too. So I'm also asking for donations. You can do it right at the website. If anyone out there can cough up $10, it'll pay for another month of the web hosting.
Uh-huh.
And if you can find more to give, it'll go right into satisfying the budget for the protest.
There you go. All right, what's your URL?
The URL is tortureprotest.org. And you're not just trying to make money
off of this, right? You're actually seriously going to do a protest, right?
Yeah, if I can actually raise the funds, I am actually going to do the protest. I think it's really important that people learn what's going on. And the idea of the protest is to recreate with street theater what is the known and documented cases of torture as used at Guantanamo Bay.
Right, to sort of bring it home to people that might not have seen the photos, to just remind people that this is going on in public. And I think it's a neat idea. Have you considered contacting any anti-war groups to try and get some, I guess, alternative support?
I have, and, you know, I would expect a little solidarity in this regard, but I don't get any returns on my emails. I never have. Yeah, I find it kind of strange, too.
Well, keep us up to date from time to time. Thanks for the call, Triddle. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, that is the toll-free number. You bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. On the way, we're going to tell you about how the ATF has taken out a ninja. That's right. They tackled him, and we'll tell you why. We'll tell you what the circumstances were on the way. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. That's what we call it, Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today. For just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of neat stuff on there, including the bulletin board system, which we mentioned last segment. You go to bbs.freetalklive.com. It'll take you straight to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
I just noticed that when you give that whole plug for the BBS or for various things on the website, you describe all the things on the website as neat. We got
really?
Neat things on the website.
Do I always use neat?
You do it frequently.
Spiffy?
Spiffy. You use neat at least twice a show. So, I don't know, it just stood out to me
swell.
This time, and I was like, I don't know, that's such a...
Swell.
Swell.
Groovy.
Yeah, swanky.
I think you could get swell. I think swell is something you could actually slide by, and lots of other
it's
swell things.
Swell.
Go to bbs.freetalklive.com. There's 96,000 plus posts. I think we're approaching 100,000 pretty quickly. And there's over 1,200 people interacting there, and it's all for free. bbs.freetalklive.com. All right. So
everybody and their dog is on the BBS at freetalklive.com.
All right. Here's the story. The ATF. They have taken out a ninja. They're looking out for you. This is a government agency. We make fun of them often enough. We make fun of government plenty of times on this show over the years. And we laugh at them and we say that, ha-ha, you know, you're expecting these people to keep you secure. But in this case, they really did take out a ninja.
A ninja?
Well, now,
they
ninjas
don't exist, do they?
Well, ninjas exist, but ninjas don't have alcohol, tobacco, or firearms usually. What's the ATF doing?
Well, here's what happened. Federal agents, let's see, this according to OnlineAthens.com, at the University of Georgia for a training exercise on Tuesday, mistook a ninja-costumed college student as an armed threat, chased him, and pinned the sophomore to the ground. Now, Jeremiah Ransom and his parents are considering filing a complaint against the agents, or the BATF themselves. According to Ransom, we're going to talk to a lawyer and see what they recommend, who was cleared of suspicion shortly after the incident.
Well, I can understand how they overreacted. These people are from Georgia. They've never seen a ninja before. They see a ninja, they think they're all going to die. They got to do what they can.
I think most
save
people,
the women and children.
I don't think most people have seen a ninja. I mean, it's all about stealth, man. If you've seen a ninja, that's not a ninja.
That's true. There is only one approved line of ninja to the rest of the world communication.
And that's cutting people's heads off?
What? What did you just say?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Ransom.
There are people who will get that. It's all right.
Ransom was jogging in a ninja costume to meet some friends at the dining hall on campus after attending a Spirit Week event at the Wesley Foundation, which is the campus Methodist organization. So he just came from church. Where students
in a ninja outfit?
Where students were encouraged to dress as either pirates or ninjas.
Oh, awesome. That's great.
So ATF officers claimed Ransom was concealing his identity, dressed in black sweatpants, a black T-shirt, a red headband, and a red bandana across the lower half of his face. How many ninjas get dressed up in red? I've never heard of it.
Well, some ninjas have red on them, yes.
Red's a small accent color to your ninja outfit, I believe.
Right, like a red mask.
Yeah.
Well, state law apparently bans people from hiding their identity to commit a crime, but wearing party masks in public is not illegal. Nonetheless, it didn't deter the ATF agents, who were at the center for a training seminar, apparently, about weapons and how they're hidden, mm-hmm. etc. During a lunch break, plainclothes ATF and Athens-Clark police officers saw Ransom, thought he might be carrying a gun, because so many ninjas carry guns. And after hearing nearby police sirens, chased Ransom down in front of the dining hall, according to a UGA police report.
You know, I can't say I think these guys did the wrong thing.
You think this was okay?
They heard sirens. They saw a masked man running across campus. And they tackled him. They're law enforcement officers. I think they did their jobs.
I think they're a little reactionary. UGA police.
Reactionary? I mean, what part of this doesn't add up, Ian?
Nobody had reported any ninjas on the loose. There was no actual crime that was even suggested to have been committed.
It doesn't sound
just
like
there's somebody running somewhere and there's police sirens off in the background.
And they're
masked. To tackle somebody.
And they're masked.
It's not against the law to be masked, Manwich.
Look,
you think anybody that's masked and running should be tackled by the police?
It's suspicious. I think that they should be asked some questions. If you're masked and you're running, you need to be asked some questions.
Now, if you're just masked and running, I don't think you need to be asked questions. If you're masked and running away from police sirens, maybe you should be asked a question or two.
Sorry, I don't have a problem with this scenario.
I don't think you should be questioned by police if you walk into a bank to do your normal banking with pantyhose stretched over your head. I don't think, you know, you should be, you know, just wearing normal bank robber
now,
garb.
Now, wait a minute.
I don't think you should be questioned. I think you should just...
Most banks have signage on the front door that says something to the effect of, you know, you need to take off your hat, your sunglasses, things concealing your face, concealing your identity before you come in. So it's a term. One of the terms of entering the bank is that you not have anything obscuring your face.
Are you proposing that there be some kind of warning label on masks that says, warning, if you wear this mask and run while there's sirens around, that cops might tackle you?
No, I wasn't proposing that for a moment.
Well, because this jerk auto no mat.
No,
sorry.
But there should be warnings on ninja
take
cartoons.
The mask off.
There should be warnings on ninja cartoons that say, if you dress like a ninja and run through the yard, you could be tackled.
No, I was just simply pointing out. I was just simply pointing out that the ninja situation with the college, there was no signage. You know, there's nothing that there was no way he could have known that what he was doing was wrong.
Just a big sign.
He didn't do anything wrong. But when the cops said, "Hey, ninja, come back here.
Stop, ninja.
Well, anyway, here's what happened. The police were then called in to the scene to find Ransom face down on the sidewalk and pinned to the ground by ATF and Athens-Clarke police officers, according to the report. The special agent in charge said agents had seen Ransom, quote, doing quick peeks from behind a pole, and after the siren sounded, took off running at an accelerated speed.
Was he using ninja speed?
The ATF... accelerated speed. ATF officers then pursued Ransom, shouting...
He's lucky he didn't get shot.
He is lucky. Shouting, police stop, police stop. Ransom said he wasn't running fast or from the sirens. He didn't hear anyone shouting police and only stopped when he saw about four people pointing guns at him. Quote, they told me to freeze and I thought that it was only one of my friends messing with me. He had no idea that he was even in trouble until he ran into the men with the guns.
I'm sorry.
And performing quick peeks? I don't even believe the police's story on this particular. Quick peeks from behind a pole?
That seems very odd.
Well, that depends on whether or not he was trying to be stealthy to escape the pirates. But remember, pirates were after him as well.
That's right.
I cannot take this guy's side. There's no way, Ian. This guy was dressed up like a ninja.
So what?
Admittedly,
on
running.
Halloween, what would they have done in that case?
It's not Halloween. That's another one of the problems.
Right. These were God ninjas. I mean, these were the Lord's ninjas running away from pirates in their ship, flying a jolly Jesus, you know, coming, chasing them down. I don't know. Like, we're going to pillage your communion wafers. What are they doing?
Wait. Now, but just because it's Halloween doesn't give you an excuse Okay, you're saying that they shouldn't tackle people if they're running in ninja costumes on Halloween, but every other day of the year they should absolutely be able to tackle them?
I think that generally that cops know that people dress in costumes on and around Halloween, so they give people in masks a little bit of a break.
Hear that, Halloween molester? Just dressed like ninjas, man.
It's a crappy ninja outfit with the black sweatpants, okay?
Uh-huh.
I mean, he just looks like a jerk with a mask on running from the cops.
I think you are out of line, man. What's your calls on this one? 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. On the way, spending 2.5 years in jail for a joint? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest-growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request. Not available in all areas. Call Sears now at 1-800-300-8069.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal.
Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. You get to bring up whatever you want. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photo. We put them up on our website at freetalklive.com. In fact, right now, if you go to freetalklive.com, you won't see a Shrine photo at the top of the page, but you'll see our very own Torgo. He's right there at freetalklive.com.
I'm on the front page twice.
You are, I suppose. Yeah, down a ways, there's a video clip of you. But at the top, there's a picture of you and a WWE wrestling superstar.
That's right.
Kane, as a matter of fact.
Kane, who is a big man.
He is.
He
bigger
is
than you.
Tall man. He is probably about 6'10".
Well, that's what makes them wrestling stars. I mean, they have to be bigger than life. That's why they take the steroids and... You know, big guys.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Don't make allegations like that. You don't know if they take
steroids. That's kind of a sweeping generalization that they all take steroids.
A lot of these guys work hard without taking drugs, man.
75%?
Not even.
What?
Yeah, not even.
I think we're asking for it. Now Val Venus is going to have to chime in on this one, because he would know.
Yeah.
And he's a listener to the show. So we'll find out. All right, pal, if you're listening to this episode, shoot us an email on that.
I don't know that he listens live. I believe he listens to podcasts.
I know.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, if you're listening to this episode.
Yeah, shoot us an email.
All right, so go to freetalklive.com, you can see Torgo. Let's go to the phones. We've got Manuel in Iowa. Manuel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
I just wanted to say that, like the shirt says, the BATS should just be a convenience store where you can get your guns, your cigarettes, and your beer. It should be abolished.
You're referring to the story we just talked about where the ATF tackled a ninja on a college campus. Turned out it was just a kid in a costume. Shocker.
Yeah, I mean, is it against the law to run?
According to Manwich, you can run, but if there's police sirens in the background, it automatically makes you a suspect, and you should be tackled.
I remember that guy in England who started running and got killed by the cops.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
I want to know, is it against the law to run with a handgun in your hand and a car stereo in the other? I mean, really, where does this end? With a bag full of jewels coming out of the back? I mean, at what point
but
do you
none of that
freak?
Happened.
Well,
none
I'm just saying. You can't draw any
if
conclusion
there's a phone call
from
in,
the big bank bags and the security guards coming after the guy.
No, you shouldn't draw conclusions. For all you know, there's a movie being filmed, and he's a character in a movie. If there's a phone call...
You shouldn't ever try to detain anyone for any reason ever?
Never.
If there's a phone call in saying someone just stole a bag of jewels from my house and he was in a ninja costume... Then I think you have a reason to detain somebody.
What if I happen to be in a ninja outfit, and when that call comes in, then they can hurt me.
Is that you should have some sort of probable cause, and not treat people like they're guilty until they're proving, guilty.
I'm sorry, running with a mask while the sirens are going is probable cause.
Not probable cause.
It is
at
probable
all.
Cause.
No,
what
it's not.
Time? Probable cause of what? For running.
Running.
Probable cause of being a felony ninja. Manuel, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It's illegal to be dressed as a ninja in America, apparently. As though anybody, seriously? I mean, when was the last time that a ninja did anything in America?
Well, he's not a ninja. He's a guy dressed up in
but
some
they thought
black...
he was a ninja.
No, they didn't.
There's a ninja with a podcast.
It said that he had a red bandana across his face and a pair of black sweatpants. That's just a jerk with a mask.
Right.
It's not a ninja.
But he was dressed up.
He was calling himself a ninja for the party.
Oh, I see.
But he's just a guy with a crappy costume.
You don't know. You didn't see the costume.
You were reading the costume. I can tell. Black sweatpants, not a ninja.
Black sweatpants, black shirt, red headband and red bandana around his mouth. That's not a ninja.
There's all kinds of crazy college kids doing crazy stuff like that.
And
all
getting
the time.
Thrown to the pavement, I hope. That's like someone trying to decide whether or not he wanted to be in Flashdance or some sort of a cowboy movie and then decided to go rob a convenience store.
I'm a maniac.
He's a Christian ninja. Okay, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Matthew in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hi. Just so you know, Kayleen and I are longtime rat owners. And
I thought you were going to say long-time ninjas.
No, not long-time ninjas. Actually, I can't really talk about my ninja past. But
that's the right answer.
And we had a gay rat.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because, well, he only had sex with other males.
Wow. That would make him a gay rat.
Wouldn't that make both of the rats gay?
Well, he
might make one of them a victim.
See, he lived with other male rats, and they were interested in women, but he was only interested in them.
So, hold on. So you had one gay rat and then a bunch of other rats that were property.
Yeah. They were his little harem, or heem, as we like to call it. But
women rats.
We put him with a female in heat, and he was not interested, and that's not normal.
Wow.
I mean, he was just sitting there doing nothing.
Well, I'll tell you what, I normally stay away from them when they're in heat as well.
Yeah, well, okay. right. And but anyway, onto my original topic. New Hampshire anti-tech. This is in the local communist newspaper.
Yeah.
New Hampshire anti-tax group sweeps elections. A new anti-tax group has changed the town of Merrimack, New Hampshire's form of government, voted out the chairman of the Board of Selectmen and the school board, cut the annual budget by $1.5 million, and killed a planned library expansion.
Sweet.
I don't know who, what are they related to, the Free State Project?
I don't know. I heard about this over the weekend, too. I'm not sure who they are.
Yeah, I'd like to know if Dave from Keene there would call in and give us an update here, because I haven't heard about this.
I'd like to hear that happening in more towns.
So would I. Residents are trying to take in the vote, with some celebrating while others saying we'll set the town back. So there we go.
Yeah, it'll set the town government back. Good.
Yeah, exactly.
Set them back further. Send them to the Stone Age.
Yeah, it was just this little blurb here, and I'm just like, oh, my God. I haven't heard anything about this. It's great.
Thanks for the report, Matthew. We appreciate hearing from you, man.
Have a good night,
guys. Yeah, you too. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. So good things happening there in New Hampshire, which is the Free State, by the way. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org. This is a harbinger of things to come, shall we say, in New Hampshire. Less taxes, cutting the town budgets. I got an email from over the weekend, and I guess since I'm mentioning it, I should probably read it. It is by somebody who just doesn't understand what we're doing on Free Talk Live.
Really?
Yeah. He tuned in for the first time on our Saturday show when we were talking taxes.
Okay.
And I asked, I said on the air at least twice on our Saturday show, if you love taxes, call in.
Oh, yeah.
We want to hear from you. Honestly, I want to give you airtime to explain why it is that taxes are so great. Nobody called.
No, I do recall you making that call out, though.
Right. And I'll ask for it again at 800-259-9231. This guy obviously loves taxes, but he didn't call in. He did write an interesting email, and I'll start it off now. You can email, by the way, at ftl@freetalklive.com. He says, I often listen to WXNT in Indianapolis, and tonight happened to cross your program for the first time. I'm not sure whether I was listening to satire or reality. Your discussion of taxes, the services provided by funds that are paid to the IRS and others, and the magnificent benefit to the economy if there was no government stealing our money to pay for unwanted services, as you put it, is the most ridiculous thing I've heard since listening to some of the insane rants of David Duke, Rush Limbaugh, and Michael Savage. Now that's an interesting accusation, and he's got more. We'll come back with this. 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try Trivibes from Trivortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at Trivortix.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my Trivides bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever, not only physically, but also mentally. Trivortix also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. Trivortix is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try Trivortix yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on Trivortix.com. That's Trivortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. 9231, it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
You can bring up whatever it is that you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have archives. So if you have missed a moment of the show, we've got them right there on the front page of our website. You go and download them for free. Go to freetalklive.com. And by the way, you don't just get the last few days of the show. You get 12 months worth of the show. All free, freetalklive.com.
So, a whole year of ridiculous nonsense.
That's right. We're in the middle of an email from, I think, John. He emailed in from Indianapolis over the weekend. It was his first time coming across the show. And when he listened to the show, we were talking taxes. Because, well, now's the time to talk taxes, considering what time of the month it is. And he says that he didn't think that, he wasn't sure if he was listening to satire or reality. And this isn't the first time we've come across a response like this from a socialist. They just don't, they can't believe what they're hearing when they come across our opinions on Free Talk Live. So let me continue with his claims here. You and your partner obviously have no understanding of economics, no understanding of government, no understanding of the reality of life in the 21st century. You want none of the services?
Well, taxes are a reality of the 21st century.
We don't understand it.
No, I think I'm very clear.
We don't understand. You just listen now.
Okay.
You want none of the services that comes from taxes? No roads? No fire departments?
I don't want a fire department. Please, keep your damn fire department.
No police departments?
I don't want your police department.
No schools?
I don't want your schools. Hey, are you telling me there'd be no schools if there weren't taxes? I went to school that didn't have that wasn't enforced, that wasn't run by taxes. You don't have to pull out
a... Sounds like it. Took you four tries.
You don't have to pull out a gun and stick it in my face to take money for schools.
No hospitals
are fine.
With services for the indigent?
Wait a second. Hospitals don't get tax money.
No welfare programs?
They just write laws and make hospitals take care of bums.
He must have not been listening very closely, because I've listened to that episode already, and we never talked about getting rid of roads, fire departments, or police departments, so he's totally just reading into what we were saying.
Mm-hmm.
I think we pointed out that we wanted voluntary solutions, and by the way, we were talking about ending federal taxes Saturday night. Federal taxes don't have anything to do with fire departments, most roads, the police department, or any of the things that he mentioned. Okay, you could still have local taxes if you really wanted to pay for all those things, dude. Of course, we're against those, too. And just because we're against taxes doesn't mean we're against services that are in demand. Because really, if somebody's demanding fire protection,
mm-hmm.
someone in search of a profit will provide that fire protection.
And if the government's the best organization to provide fire service, they will be the ones to get the job. But
voluntarily.
To force me, on pain of losing my house, to pay for your fire service, I don't want you to come put my house fire out, and I don't want to have to, you know, I don't want to have to pay for it. Get out of here. Go. Get out of my life.
So John continues. He says, all that money that goes to the government should be channeled into the private sector of the economy, right?
Right.
Really make it boom, right?
Absolutely.
And all of the unemployed IRS agents, teachers, hospital workers, policemen, firemen, etc., they can get jobs building toll roads, etc.
They can get jobs in doing exactly what it is they're doing if they have a valuable service.
How about they get jobs in accounting, fighting fires, teaching? You know, all of those things they already do.
Right,
that would work.
This man appears to believe, because he's so knowledgeable about the economy, he's
right.
already chided us for not knowing anything. Obviously, he knows everything. So clearly, according to him,
he's a chowderhead,
when the federal government disappears, all of a sudden, nobody's going to get educated, the poor people aren't going to get taken care of, and the entire society will crumble. This man believes that the fabric of society is the government.
Yep, it's held together by the government.
Yeah, that
nobody
keeps
ever
us
got
together.
Educated before, no fires ever got put out, nobody ever got, you know, taught, no accounting ever got done before the government came in.
That's all that happened is everything in the world just kept burning down and nobody could read. That's
right.
All that ever happened. Nobody could read, but it didn't matter because they all got sick and died before they were old enough to do it anyway.
Yeah.
He says, you don't want government to provide that kind of service, so I suppose that they could just starve, too. I'm afraid you somehow missed Economics 101. Actually, yeah, I slept through economics in high school. It was early in the morning, and it was high school. It was boring as hell.
Everything I liked it.
I happen to think I know a little something about the economy, since I've done my own private study on it after high school, because...
Private study at a public school?
No.
How did you get educated? Was it a tax-funded...
No.
Program that you learned?
No, it was books.
Wait, no.
That I bought with my own money.
Government books?
No.
There are no other kind. No other knowledge exists than what comes to us through our taxes.
If it weren't
you
for the
need
government,
to understand
no books
this.
Would be printed.
If it wasn't for the government, no one would have any books. There wouldn't be words. Language exists because of the government.
He says you also obviously missed courses in logic, government, business, etc. But don't let me stay unenlightened. You were joking, right?
Wait a minute. Whose school has a class on logic? I'm taking logic this semester. No school teaches logic.
This guy's just silly. I'm sorry.
Yeah, dude. John, look, we are totally serious. We're serious about getting the government out of people's lives because all of these services that you mentioned can be provided on a voluntary basis. And if they can't be provided on a voluntary basis, then they shouldn't be provided and they deserve to be fought against. People want health care services. They'll pay for them. People want to help the poor. They'll donate to charity to help the poor. And every study in the world that's done with any sort of scientific precision has shown that charities help the poor better than the government does.
If
the government just spams out checks, and the charities actually take care of these individuals. They pay attention to them. They find out if they're actually being helped, if they're actually helping themselves, instead of just cutting checks to people. It makes so much more sense.
And you know, I just don't understand what is so important about your program that you've got to rob me to pay for it. You know, it's evil. You wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. Whatever it is that it takes, I wouldn't stick a gun in somebody's face and take their money. What does this guy think that he's doing?
We're going to come back. 800-259-9231. Your comments, if you got them, or you can bring up whatever you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. Again, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
If you've ever suffered from arthritis, joint injuries, carpal tunnel syndrome, muscle cramps of the back, neck, shoulders, legs, hands, feet, bursitis, tendonitis, muscle pulls, or sprains, then call 877-817-9829 and order Topperson. Because Topperson immediately soothes pain and inflammation, it relieves swelling and stiffness, and it improves circulation so the body can heal faster. No heat, no cold, no grease, and it won't interfere with other medications. Topperson is a patented anti-inflammatory pain relief homeopathic cream, and it's proven to have a healing effect to damaged muscles, tendons, ligaments, and nerve tissues, and it has no side effects. A 2-ounce tube is only $16.95, and the money-saving 4-ounce jar is only $24.95. So if you suffer from any of these problems, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Topperson comes with a money-back guarantee. Call 877-817-9829 to order Topperson. Topperson is pain relief.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You like what we're doing on the show? Well, shop with us. We've got a partnership with Amazon. It is the world's largest internet retailer. If you can think of a department store category, they've got it, whether it be home electronics, DVDs, baby stuff, furniture, clothing. They've got it all, Amazon. But don't go straight to their site. Go through our website. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. And at that point, anything you purchase, we'll get a percentage of. Simple. We sent them the business, and so they're rewarding us. Your prices don't go up or anything. It's just a way to help Free Talk Live out and get your shopping done at the same time. Amazon.freetalklive.com. So, Manwich, any other thoughts on this email from John in Indianapolis? I think that
socialists are funny. They just don't have any idea what the libertarianism is about. It's completely beyond them. Because what it's all about for them is social engineering. Figuring out ways. Let's see. Let's come up with a good idea.
They want
to
help.
Yeah, they want to. Let's come up with a good idea to handle this trash pickup problem that we got going on here. There's trash everywhere, and we gotta get it picked up.
We need to centrally plan everything.
Right. We'll have a government body take care of it, and if people don't pay to support it, we'll shoot their asses.
You know, above and beyond all of that, the thing that I find the most ridiculous about socialists is that they hate people with money. They flat out.
Oh, yeah.
Hate people who are successful, who have done well for themselves.
And
they
those
should
are the
be
ones
punished.
That, and those are the ones that pay for the program.
Yeah, because true.
It is, believe me, if the top 10% is paying a whole heck of a lot more than yeah. the bottom 50%.
So, and I use this example because it's the most outward one that I've ever seen. I was watching a DVD of Michael Moore's TV show that he had
right.
for a while, and he made mention of Bill Gates, And everyone in the audience started booing in unison, loudly booing Bill Gates.
Jealousy.
I mean, that he didn't do anything.
Bill Gates is the most charitable man on the planet.
Sure.
He
and the second most charitable person on the planet, his wife.
Yes, Melinda Gates. they donate about close to 50% of their annual income to various charitable causes.
They should donate 99.7%.
And then, let's see, 50% of their income goes to charity. Probably 30% of it goes to taxes.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. That only leaves them with about 20% for themselves. Now, that 20% is...
It's a big one.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
You shouldn't be allowed to make over $100,000 a year.
That's how people feel.
I don't understand that mentality. Like, if you're making more money than the majority of the people around you, you've done something wrong? How? That has always been one of those things where I'm like, what, you guys are joking, right?
He accused us of not understanding economics, but it's actually the socialists that don't understand economics. Somebody makes a lot of money when they've made a lot of people happy. Bill Gates wouldn't have made any money if nobody would have bought his software.
Right.
He made all that money because somebody voluntarily, a lot of somebodies around the world, voluntarily dug into their pockets and said, you know what, I want to buy that their software.
Yeah. And you know what?
Because they're providing things to people that they want.
And they're going to be like, well, he stole ideas from other companies. He did. His business practices at the beginning, how he got to where he was, those practices were very unscrupulous, and I don't agree with them.
At the very least.
I don't agree with a lot of the things that he did. However, people still wanted the product that he had brought to market, so people bought it. He's not to blame for what it is that consumers were willing to pay for.
That's right. And nor should he be punished for it either. I mean, if he was all of a sudden forced by law to stop making money at $100,000, he might just decide, you know, forget this whole software thing.
Right.
I'm done. I can't make more than $100,000. I'm out of here. See you later. And then we wouldn't have what we have today.
Right, exactly.
Stone Age.
Nobody would want to do anything. 800-259-9231. And, of course, that's the problem with socialism and centralized wealth redistribution. And hour number two is on the way. 2 years in jail for a joint. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...